This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In Davos, Switzerland, Klaus Schwab and his fellow wannabe tyrants have come out into the open as the arbiters of world government. They are openly calling for world war and the end of national sovereignty. And they openly acknowledge that they must move quickly to be victorious. Many are celebrating the fact that the people of Sri Lanka are rising up against their corrupt politicians, burning their homes and destroying city property. But this is nothing to celebrate. This is exactly what the World Economic Forum is hoping for. They want governments to be destroyed and the people to lose all faith in the nation state. Their plan is to starve the people into destroying their own governments so they can act as saviors. It is important for Americans to realize that the current administration is not failing at all. They are accomplishing exactly what they set out to do. They did not steal the 2020 election to secure power. They did it to destroy America and destabilize the entire system. And they are rapidly succeeding. The voices calling for violence are as ignorant and mad as they sound. Violence towards who? How will you organize? And who are you going to fight? Your brainwashed sheep neighbors? That is exactly what the globalists want you to do. And if your plan is to wait until they come to your door, then you'll just be a dangerous animal in a cave on someone else's private property. But there are solutions. For example, before passing in March of 2022, the great Jordan Maxwell's last project was to save America from global governance with America 21. America 21's mission is to gut the system of globalist interference and reclaim all of America by 2025 so that we can rebuild our agriculture, production, and energy and become a self-sufficient nation that serves the people. America 21 is calling for a complete withdrawal from all treaties and influences of the United Nations and World Economic Forum. Washington, D.C. is just a symbol of our old corrupt federal government. The new world leaders are living abroad, and the only way they can control us is through the compliance of our local governments. According to America 21, your focus needs to be where you live, in your county and city. Global governance ultimately depends on your county being taken over. This is where you need to resist now. This is how the United Nations and the globalists have been doing it, and it's the only way to properly reverse it. America 21 has been having success in Montana, and they freely share their working model and support at America21Century.com, such as learning what language to look for in your local governments to detect UN initiatives and protocols being deployed by your local officials. Keywords such as 2030, sustainable development, and carbon neutral. Your local officials have to live with you, and in most cases, will prefer to keep their jobs. Our voting system may be broken, but our elected officials still work for us. And if enough of us come together, we can put the pressure on them to renounce global governance and to serve the will of the people. This is the law of the land. It really is just that simple. But we have to come together and get active. Americans have a choice. We can either take action to purge the system of corrupt politicians and their thugs, or we can stop complaining about them and be good slaves. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, my friends, we're going to go to break. It's been confiscation is trying to get Canada under the World Economic Forum's control. We'll look at all the other big news when we come back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Lape by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Barack Obama's third administration puppet. Biden has come out and said, yeah, they're looking at banning high-powered ammo like 9mm. This isn't even high-powered. It's weak. Kamala Harris says time to ban all semi-autos. Canada announces a freeze on selling or transferring any handguns ahead of confiscation. Unbelievable information. But now I want to hit a bunch of other news. And then come back at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to give the number out. We'll take 6-7 calls in the last two segments of the hour on your view on Trudeau and the WEF puppet carrying out their agenda of banning free speech, coming after the guns, and Klaus Schwab bragging in an earlier clip that he is directly under his command. I mean, this is just insane. If you realize the Democratic Party uses all the same nomenclature, they follow the same directives, the same scripts. This is global government staring us in the face. And Klaus Schwab bragged last Monday, we played the clip probably 10 times, that the WEF is in control of the major governments and that they rule the world. And they went on to say, we're going to censor you. We're going to take over your bodies. We're going to disarm you. We're going to make you obsolete. We're going to make you live in your house in the metaverse. It's all been announced. Moving so incredibly quickly right now. And where are our leaders even talking about it? Well, they're starting to some. Senator Paul and others, that this should be the number one issue of an outside multinational corporate combine exerting its power over the world and preparing new lockdowns that they wargamed a year ago for May and June to roll out the monkeypox with the lockdowns implemented in August. Now, that's their plan. It's all scripted like you're idiots. They got to script it and prepare it, and they just think you won't notice. They ordered the vaccine before. They wargamed it all. Unbelievable. We've got some big news, huge news on that front. But first, let me give you the number. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers on one topic, the gun grab, Canada, the WEF in control of it. What do you think is coming next? And you understand that I'm telling you that they do intend to try major gun confiscation in this country to try to trigger a civil war because they want to collapse the United States. That's why we need to be nonviolent and not let them push us into a confrontation, because they've already stolen the last election. They plan on stealing the midterms, and they plan on triggering violence. If we can keep from being violent back, at least in the first phase, it'll cause an even bigger realignment. And you'll see more leaders in Congress, more governors and others fully energize and stand up, and our victory will be assured. They'll have their own people turn against them, whistleblowers, you name it. There are a lot of people in the establishment that know the globalists have this plan and think it's just too dangerous to try to execute. They're for it, but they think they're failing, and that gambling like this is dangerous. And so the New World Order is very, very weak in their own internal documents. They admit that. So your calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour. Love to hear from Canadians. Particularly, you'll go to the head of the line at 877-789-2539. I see the first call come in as Craig from Canada. I thought, oh, yeah, obviously, Canadians. We'll put you at the head of the line, 877-789-2539. What is your view of the situation? Okay, let's move quickly through a bunch of other news. Talk about lawlessness in the government. Talk about above the law. Sussman lied to the FBI. Sussman took fake documents created by Hillary Clinton, gave them to them to try to then get Trump spied on, which they did, and to get billions of dollars of CIA funding to use domestically against the American people. Sussman acquitted on charge brought by Special Counsel Durham, the jury that had a bunch of people that actually worked for Obama and Hillary, not just voters, but actually worked for them. The jury acquitted Michael Sussman, 57, on charges that he lied when he allegedly denied he was acting on behalf of any client and alerting the FBI to claims that a secret server linked Trump to a Moscow bank. It was all fake. They knew it was fake. He said it wasn't paid for. He said it wasn't the Democratic Party. He filed a fake report and fake dossier. And, of course, the higher-ups, the FBI, knew this. They've come out and defended Sussman. This is disgusting. Ex-Clinton campaign lawyer Sussman not guilty in Trump-Russia trial. A green light for them to engage in even more criminal activity. Absolutely insane that is going on. Now let's look at this stat. Big Pharma boss caught faking his COVID vaccination status, injected himself with salt water instead, now facing criminal charges along with hundreds of other celebrities who, by the way, pushed the shots. This is in Spain, which is a total police state. Never came out of martial law under Franco. Very, very sad. Big Pharma boss caught faking his COVID vaccination status, injecting himself with salt water instead. Well, the WHO and our political leaders want us to trust the COVID vaccines and push for legal measures to force it upon us. It seems even Big Pharma executives don't even trust the safety of the vax. Yeah, I talked to a billionaire, well-known owner of a biotech company, in person, ran into him, didn't know who they were at the time, went and looked them up, big scientist. 2 years ago, he said, don't take that vaccine. It'll destroy your immune system. And more. Spanish actress investigated for buying fraudulent COVID pass. That's your global pass. The president of PharmaMar, more than 2,200 falsely vaccinated with COVID. We're talking about arresting hundreds. Many questions remain over the false COVID-19 vaccine certificates bought by stars, sports personalities, and business leaders. Meanwhile, Fauci, it's revealed, had a war game of the mousepox being released shortly before it began spreading in the global outbreak. And his answer, of course, forced inoculation. He got a $10 million grant to run the fear-mongering program. So Tom Cruise was right that giving kids Ritalin and Adderall and all these other dangerous drugs is out of control. But what about the gene therapy shots? They're giving five and ups and causing heart attacks and so many problems. Bill Gates says the next pandemic likely to be caused by climate change. It's going to come out of the jungle. It's your fault, not out of the labs he controls. Told you that was coming. Tomorrow's news today. And some good news in the UK, they've got big petitions that saying do not sign the WHO pandemic treaty unless it is approved via public referendum. Count Dankula is laying it out. Please explain to me how, again, democracy is power to the people. Now look at this one. Report, more than 3,000 diabetics in the UK died because of COVID lockdowns. Hell, they were denying people basic medical care during all of that as well. All part of the death panels, in their own words. This is out of the Gateway Pundit. One of the largest egg factories in the U.S. torched in the middle of the night amid outbreak of fires in food processing facilities across the nation. On average, one is burning a day. And you wonder why there's food shortages. And Royce White asked the question, we're at war. The question is whether the enemy is foreign or domestic. Well, who's shutting off the pipelines? Who's dissolving the borders? Who's doing all of this? I ask you that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the big news when we come back. Russia threatens to wipe out the entire U.S. with just four Satan II missiles and chilling warning over Ukraine. And that ties into some other big news on that front. Mainstream media praises Ukraine's Azov battalion for dropping Nazi patches from the uniform. That's the Times of London. Talk about surreal, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot make this up. More details of that when we come back. And also reports on who controls the World Health Organization. It's now admitted that Communist China controls the panel. They've now just elected another member of the World Health Organization Executive Board with no objections. We'll be right back, my friends. This is the Great Reset. What are you going to do about it? I'll tell you about it. Inform everybody you know about the New World Order and how it's their enemy and what's coming next. They're ready to listen.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ракетами РСЗО «Смерч» с кассетными боеприпасами. Удары были нанесены из тех самых американских гаубиц. Американские гаубицы М3. «Семерки».
National Russian Television is putting out state propaganda threatening to nuke the United States. Russia threatens to wipe out the entire U.S. with just four Satan II missiles and chilling warning over Ukraine. A chilling moment on Russian state TV on Monday saw host issued the latest in a long line of threats, this time warning Putin could, quote, destroy the entire east coast of the U.S. with just two missiles. In footage from Russia's flagship propaganda show, a member of Russia's parliament boasts about it, nation's military might for also labeling 2 million Ukrainians as incurable. Russian propaganda declares World War III has already started, a terrifying Kremlin TV threat, reads another headline. Meanwhile, here's the Times of London. Azov Battalion drops neo-Nazi symbol exploited by Russian propagandists. Talk about propagandists. It is a Nazi battalion. They are Nazis that hail Hitler. And now they're the good guys. Isn't that just cute? Mainstream media praises Ukraine's Azov battalion for dropping Nazi patches from their uniforms. So that's where we are in the globalist proxy war. And the neocons, the crazy leftist, wanted Biden to transfer long-range missiles, heavy missiles, to Ukraine. And Ukraine's already been attacking inside Russia. And Biden did something smart, or whoever's handling him did, and said no. And now his own party's calling him a traitor because he doesn't want to send offensive weapons to the Ukrainians. I guess the $60 billion the last couple of months isn't enough, and the new $5 billion that they're demanding every single month. So pray for peace, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are in the year 2022. And I have to just ask all of you listening, who do you think is destroying our country? Who do you think is dismantling our nation? Who do you think is carrying out the economic warfare? Who do you think is pushing the transgenderism to break up the family? Is it the Russians? Or is it the World Economic Forum and the mega corporations? Who's allied with the communist Chinese? The World Economic Forum. We see these headlines in the UK. We see these headlines here in the US. This is out of the BBC. Is this the end of retirement as we know it? That's right. In the world of robots, in the world of the future, you work more and you have less because of inflation. Eurozone inflation reaches 8.1 in May. Russian oil exports in India jumped 25 times. Russia starts cutting off gas to the Netherlands, and its government refuses to pay in rubles. Households worldwide wrecked by soaring gas prices. French economy shrank unexpectedly in the first quarter amid surging inflation. Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, says West prevents Russian ships from docking at ports to exacerbate the food crisis. Yeah, who shut down the baby formula factories? The unpopular puppet of the New World Order, Joe Biden. And the list goes on and on. And looking at the attacks on our children, there's got to be light at the end of the tunnel. And there is, as governors and legislatures pass laws saying, don't talk to children about their sexual preference. Don't talk to them about how they can be another sex. Don't do it until at least the eighth grade. And the answer is they say that they're banning the word gay, and that's not what's happening. Our children are being targeted politically and sexually. Biden admin K-12 schools, that's five-year-olds and up, must put boys in girls' bathrooms to get federal lunch money. How perverted and sick and evil. Killing the classic division of the sexes and the human dynamic and the mammalian dynamic. But there's good news. Doctors say the sky is blue. Top doctors say trans swimmer has unfair advantage. A Paul Joseph Watson article. Top doctors told the New York Times that transgender swimmer Leah Thompson has had an unfair advantage over biological females despite the athlete having undergone testosterone-suppressing therapy. The transgender swimmer, who was born a man, stoked controversy after winning the 500-yard NCAA Women's Championship in March. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis responded by asserting that the real winner was the biological female competitor who came in second place. After entering female competitions, Thomas has soared international rankings, jumping from 32nd place in men's meets to 8th in women, and is moving up the chart. I mean, this is just asinine. And the answer is create a trans league, they're saying. And, of course, as they come out with human-animal hybrids and human splice hybrids that aren't really humanoids, as people get their designer babies, this is all just getting us ready for the whole transhumanist revolution that is here, that is using gender dysphoria and confusion and mental illness as the pretext to take over society. And I don't hate any men that think they're women. I don't hate anybody for what they do as adults, as long as they don't hurt innocent people. And I'm not judging anybody. I was just on Blair White's first big podcast going viral now. Very nice person, very smart, against the targeting of children. He's a genuine, real person who's very nice, and I think a good person. And I'm not judging Blair White any more than I can judge anybody else. And so they try to say, oh, anybody that doesn't want five-year-olds taught about this hates people. I don't want a five-year-old taught about heterosexual sex, homosexual sex, any of this, and be labeled by the state and then put into a category where the state begins to take parental rights from the parents and prepare them to be sterilized, basically. That's why you see in California upwards of half the children are transgender. That is brainwashing. That is by design, and it must end. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with your phone calls on the global gun grab run by the WEF and how to stop it. Got a bunch of Canadian callers and others as Trudeau, the dictator, announces he's coming for the guns. Newswars.com. Check it out. Newswars.com.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and take it," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free men bear arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we got loaded phone lines, a bunch of them from Canada. We're going to be going to David, Craig, Jay, and others here in just a minute or so. I want to thank the listeners for their tireless support in this fight. It certainly paid off. We are the recognized number one thorn in the side of the globalists and inspiring people like Bolsonaro. And, of course, Nigel Farage and Donald Trump and Viktor Orban and so many others have all acknowledged InfoWars being critical. So is Tucker Carlson. So is Joe Rogan. But you have been the most critical part of that. And we fund ourselves not with globalist money, but with viewers and listeners like you. Plus, we have great products. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now. It's the Memorial Day special, up to 60% off and double Patriot points on Alpha Power, Brain Force Ultra, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Immune Support, Whole Food Multivitamin. All the Dr. Jones Naturals are massively discounted. Kaba Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, all T-shirts at cost. Almost sold out of all those limited editions. InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action now. This is a 360 win. And then finally, we have the third and final coin in the founding member set. You will get exclusive access. You will get all sorts of freebies and things. In the next phase, we're launching. If we're able to stay on air, and it looks like we will be able to. But regardless, you'll know you've been hardcore in the fight. It's a key fundraiser. It's the third and final coin, the Second Amendment coin. It just so happened to come out. We planned it 6 months ago, got minted a month ago, got delivered last Monday. So it's available exclusively at 1776coin.com, or there's a big banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, or go to PatriotCollectibles.com. The third and final coin in the series, I would get yours while they're still there, and I want to thank you all for your support. We've also had a lot of requests to get the first coin and the second coin in the series. We can't do that. These are collector's items. Many of them are selling for three, four times what they were previously. They're exclusive. You'll be getting contacted via the email you leave. Some of you didn't even do that. You should hit us if you did buy the coin. So what I'm saying to you is the coins are gone, except we have 72 of the first two coins. We actually have 76 and 72, but we've got to sell them a set. So next week there'll be a limited offering of all three coins together, and then they're all completely gone except for two or three I kept for myself. So they will 100% be sold out next week in the three coins set. We're waiting till we get down to 72 coins here, and we're almost 70% sold out of the Molon Labe Freeman Bear Arms coin at 1776coin.com. Or you can call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Okay. Thanks for keeping the First Amendment on the air, fighting for people's freedoms worldwide, and inspiring liberty on a planetary scale. Let's go to the callers in the order they're received from Canada. Craig in Canada, under siege with Trudeau's giant gun ban announcement, which will follow with confiscation. It's the same formula. Craig, what's your view on the situation?
Hey, Alex, how's it going? So back in last November, I actually went to go get my PAL license to go take the safety courses and whatnot. And while I was there, the instructors advised all of us, they're like, you should get your RPAL right now at the same time, because in a few months, Justin Trudeau is planning to take all of this away. And now it's happening. So they were basically right, and it was coming, and everyone needs to stand up and do what we got to do, whatever that is.
And they always do it in increments. Well, he banned free speech. He held people that led the peaceful protest without bail. He said he wants to be a dictator. Obviously, the evidence showed he stole the last election. He's insanely unpopular. He's barely still controlled parliament. Again, he lost the election American style. He didn't get 50% of the vote, but he got like 30. His party is almost out of power. It was a referendum against him, but a lot of fraud came out. So you need to beat the drum to recall him and have him removed and have another emergency snap election. That is the answer. What do you think, Craig?
Well, he can't even go around and campaign. He's too scared. He gets everywhere he goes to these like $1,000 plate dinners, and he has to walk away because there's too many people standing outside that don't want him there.
That's right. He's chased around and yelled at and screamed at everywhere. What really freaks out the left is half the folks aren't white yelling at him. So they try to say, oh, white supremacists don't like Trudeau. No, everybody hates him.
Exactly. All you got to do is look at the footage like that Rebel News and stuff puts out, and it's people from all over the place. Like, I'm up in northern Alberta, and you can't find a Trudeau supporter anywhere you go.
God bless you, Craig. This is what dictators do because they're unpopular. They try to disarm their slaves while they have taxpayers pay for their protection. Jay in Canada, then David in Canada. Jay, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to call and warn Americans what can happen when a liberal dictator's in power and how much of a hypocrite he is. So basically, you know, he's taken away the guns from Canadians. But yet again, he gets rid of mandatory minimums for gun offenses. So basically, you can go rob someone with a gun and get out in a year instead of, for instance, a mandatory minimum, as in like 5 years. So what he does, everything he does, is just a hypocrisy.
Oh, it's always to increase crime, to terrorize the public into accepting gun control. It's the same worldwide formula. Meanwhile, he goes to Ukraine and says, hand everybody AK-47s with your taxpayer money and M-16s, but you can't have a gun. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know, what's even worse is we got even, you know, there's so much far left politics in our government, and we even had Jagmeet Singh, the leader of the NDP party, propose a plan to get rid of our Canadian armed forces to utilize that money for more socialized program. So this is what I mean when you have dictators running your country that, you know, they don't have the national interest for Canadians.
Your own military came out earlier this year and said they leaked the document that Trudeau was putting Chinese spies all in charge of the Canadian military.
They were flying in our Air Force. It is unbelievable what this guy does. I don't know his way of thinking. Canadians are strong. We are strong-willed people. We love Americans. And you know, what he's doing to this country is very sad. And you know what? I hope Canadians wake up. But the problem is, I'm not just trying to say this, but it's mass migration, too. Half the people that are, more than half the people that are coming into the country don't care about politics. They vote for the person that's helping them out. And this is what's leading us down this road. And it's dangerous.
That's right. We don't hate the people being brought in as refugees from the New World Order, but they are being kept in control as a new permanent underclass to outvote the indigenous populations and take your liberties. Absolutely right. Great points, Jay. David in Canada. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Joe. It's such a pleasure to speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener. I've been listening to you since probably about 2008 after the housing bubble blew up, and took a lot of points from you then, made a lot of preparations, took a bit of a hiatus for a few years and came back in 2020 when everything kind of hit the fan there. With regards to Canadian gun confiscation and all that, despite popular American opinion, there's probably about a million gun owners in Canada and at least 100,000 AR-15s. So back in 2020, when Justin Trudeau initially tried to do some sort of gun confiscation ban, government intervention in that regard, he went after about 1,500 rifles, including the AR-15. So there's a lot of gun owners up here that I don't think are handing back their firearms, and I don't think any of this new stuff is going to really cause anybody to turn in what they have.
Absolutely. It just shows the dictator inclination to take away speech, to take away guns, and that he literally takes orders from the WEF. That's enough right there to remove him from office.
Well, he's clearly not working for the best interests of Canada. He hasn't been since he was elected. I'd be surprised if many of the prime ministers in the past 20 years have been working in the best interests of Canada. All parties are fraudulent at this point.
Well, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's the party boy, the nice guy, friendly. No, he's a globalist tool to set the precedent worldwide for getting rid of speech and people's right to defense and for permanent lockdowns. The man is a globalist dictator in your country.
Well, he's a perfect Manchurian candidate for this country.
Remember, Hitler was elected. Absolutely, Hitler was elected. Well, you think this will be a big wake-up call for Canadians?
I don't know. I live in a pretty blue area. I don't see much like blue in regards to American politics.
All right. Well, David, thank you and be safe and God bless you. Canada is a warning for all of us, a canary in the coal mine. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. There's a new report up with video of it actually happening on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Schools are making children eat bugs in climate change brainwashing experiment. You will have nothing, you will own nothing, you will drink sewage, you will eat bugs, and now it's all over the news. And making boys go into girls' bathrooms under the Biden administration's directives, or they'll cut off federal funding to schools. This is all an exercise in pure evil, but we are fighting back. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls, but I'm going to say it again. It is your last chance to get one of the coins from the three-part founding member series at 1776coin.com. You can carry this coin with you. You can mount it to the wall. It is historic, and it means you were the tip of the spear funding the resistance against the New World Order and keeping us on air. Get yours before they sell out at 1776coin.com. And please, again, continue to spread the word about the broadcast. That is so critical. All right, Jay, Dunn, and Gloria. We're going to go to you and then come back with a special guest next hour. And I'm working on getting Roger Stone on about the Sussman not guilty verdict because those lies got him SWAT teamed and they were going to put him in prison. And they tried to set me up. Incredible. Right now, let's go to Gloria. Gloria in Michigan. Thanks for calling.
Hi. So I guess my thing is the only reason they're trying to take our guns is because they don't want you to fight back what's coming next.
Well, you just said the big thing out loud. I mean, that's it. Lockdowns, total control, martial law, never letting you out of your house. That's their admitted plan. So, of course, they want the guns because they know people will finally get desperate. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here since the beginning. I was hoping maybe you could put me in touch with Liberty Man. I have so much, like, from the beginning, you know, 2 years ago witnessing it all in the nursing home and just the censorship online when people would try to tell you what's going on and but just everything that's happening leading up to the Mark of the Beast, to the, you know, like, these are old enemies we've been fighting for a long time, you know.
And they're making their move. Lock you down, not give you access to medical care, block therapeutics, not let you see your old folks while they ship COVID patients in, censoring you, silencing you, and now coming for your guns, coming for your children, coming for your currency, coming for your retirement, coming for everything, and the great reset to collapse us and make us all poor so they can dictate the terms of our submission.
That's it in a nutshell. Exactly.
Well, would you like to, when we have whistleblowers on, we can protect your identity. We need to, you know, confirm who you are. But if you'd like to send us information and come on as a guest and tell us what you saw in the nursing home, we would love to have you on.
Yes. Like you said, I got legal battles too, fighting. It's like we're all fighting how we can. So, yes, I would love to. I have so much to share.
Beautiful. We'll put you on hold. God bless you, Gloria. See if she wants to come on as a guest, send us proof of that she works, where she works. We won't say it on air and then have her on as a whistleblower. Because I'm intending to do more of those shows we haven't done in like 4 or 5 months. Or open the phones up for people to tell their COVID vaccine story or what they witnessed in the nursing homes and medical centers. Incredible hours of nightmares. We're not screening calls. People are welcome to call them with their stories and how great it is. No one calls in to say how good it is. Gloria, you'll be one of those special guests when we do that. We'll be doing that some in the near future. Hell, I might just do it tomorrow. Incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Georgia. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones, man. God bless you, brother. It's great to talk to you. First-time caller, long-time listener. I'm an 8-year Marine Corps veteran, and I just want to tell you that when we recognize as a people that tyranny is here, you know, I talked to Owen a few months ago, and we talked about the storm being off the shore, and now the storm is here. We see it in Canada. We see it around the world. I've been into war zones where the citizens there did not have weapons and there was nothing they could do about us being there. You know, what do we think they're going to do, we're going to do, when they come here to put us in a concentration camp?
And what do you think the COVID lockdowns are? Those are the training wheels for permanent camps they're building all over the world under UN direction, including in America.
And, Alex, they're announcing it, I mean, in our face. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, all of these jokers are standing up there grandstanding, telling us that they are about to do this, and we sit back in la-la land worrying about the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp freaking trial. You know, we're distracted by all these other things to keep us off track, because here's the thing. I see in the grocery stores, I'm in the construction business, and I talk to suppliers. Alex, we can't get electrical boxes for months to build new properties. They have to order them 6 to 8 months in advance in order to put the electrical box on the side of the house because of the demand. We got grocery stores that are running out of food. Our illusion of choice is going away. They're telling you there's no more baby formula. They're announcing in your face, and we're sitting there with our head stuck in sand. I know we're not. But the average American is sitting out there like, oh, it's okay, nothing's wrong.
And communist China building giant million-person camps is the example, and now Canada, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, Europe are building permanent camps, which are really going to be for political prisoners. They now admit they are coming with an economic collapse, hoping we just surrender.
And Alex, I believe everything that they've done from an AI standpoint. You know, if you look up the charts of 6G, and you can see what 6G is going to bring. 6G being the implants. That's what powers that. 5G was for, you know, the infrastructure, for the industry. The cars, the all that, you know, Tesla is not a car company, it's a data collection company. Social media is nothing more than a data collection company. You talked about this 10 years ago where they would put your information in packets and they've got you set aside. They know exactly what you want. It was to train the coming AI that will be the Antichrist, in my opinion, spirit that will tell people how they feel and actually tell you how you feel before you even feel it. It's going to know what you are, how you work. The pilots in the Air Force, they train with AI. They sit next to it, Alex, while the AI is learning what they do. The Air Force announced that as soon as that AI can fly just like the pilot, the pilots are gone. They've announced this last year.
And it's not innovation because the globalists will be in control of the technocracy and their armies of robots will be locked in our houses, forced into the metaverse that the WEF announced they run. It is a nightmare matrix takeover forcing us into the matrix.
So, Alex Jones, when it comes down to the gun grabs people of America, you had better purchase a firearm, whether you like firearms or not. You better go get one and have it in your house to protect you.
And I would advise people that the left really wants to shut down his gun shows, where ATF is at these trying to say, I'm a gun dealer, but I'm going to sell you this off record. That's illegal. But private sellers, they're selling their private gun. You're allowed to buy it from them if you're not a felon. So make sure you follow the laws. But particularly, people need to get guns that are not on the radar.
Right. And when we have taxation without representation right now, which it should be at a glaring alarm to everybody in America, when you have representatives in this country, in our government, all the way down to the sheriffs who are not protecting their oath, I'm going into my next city council meeting, and I'm going to demand that every one of them swear and retake their oath of office. If not, they need to resign immediately.
And by the way, Jay, what you're saying is absolutely key. If everybody goes into city councils, particularly veterans, and lays out this martial law takeover in the WEF and demands they swear allegiance to the Republic, it'll wake up the public. The videos will go viral. So when you do it, send us the video at showtips@infowars.com. Everybody should be doing that now. It's one of the best venues to get the word out for the average person. God bless you. Don't need internet, don't need infrastructure, nothing. Just go speak at county commissions, city council, school boards. They're so scared of you doing that. One more call. Don in Ohio. Don, thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right, so I'm calling about the Justin Trudeau gun grant. So here's what I think. We always have, when America has a plan, they do a test run. Well, obviously, and there's a test run right now. We're going to see how things go, and obviously it's going to come here. So here's what I think our left-wing politicians and media are forgetting about. There's a lot of gang members in Cleveland. I live by them all, and they're all catching wind. They're all hearing about your show. I see guys that I would never expect listening to your show. And they know who you are. I mean, they know everything you talk about. I think these guys are going to be the way that Americans group up together and organize. And I don't think they're going to wait. You know, when you ask them, you know, what's the plan, they want Biden out. So what do? If they do it before we do it, if it gets out of control, and these guys really do something like this.
Well, that's Klaus Schwab's plan, is to make things so insane, everybody just gets confused and gives up. Then they're going to bring in the new world cashless society, the robots, the universal basic income. It's all been announced.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen because altogether, you got tens of millions.
You just said the good news is that you're now talking to folks all over that are listening to the show that weren't before. Just keep doing the word of mouth. Tell them keep doing it. It'll create the chain reaction. I'm not risking my life for nothing. I know we can turn this back. The Bible tells us it will happen, and we're going to do it, my brother. God bless you, Don. All right. Great. We took a lot of calls. Took like 10 calls in 2 segments. Bravo to the listeners and everybody. Powerful info. Now, special guest I'll tell you about when we come back and start the next hour. Talk about ways to protect yourself. Talk about ways to win. Talk about ways to let the globalists destroy you. It's coming up next hour. We're trying to get Roger Stone to pop in on the Sussman verdict as well. Hour number 3, straight ahead. Tell folks, tune in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.